We can build our self-worth on our ability to please others or on the love and forgiveness of Jesus Christ. Author Robert S. McGee shows how to find true self-worth and how to get off the performance treadmill on this W audio presentation of The Search for Significance, read by Mike Flynn.
When Christ first told his disciples, "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free," he was referring not only to an intellectual assent to the truth, but also to the application of truth in the most basic issues of our life, our goals, our motives, and our sense of self-worth. Unfortunately, many of us give only lip service to the powerful truths of the Scriptures without allowing them to affect the basis of our self-esteem in a radical way. Instead, we continue to seek our security and purpose from worldly sources, like personal success, status, beauty, wealth, and approval of others. These rewards may fulfill us for a short time, but they soon lead us to a sense of urgency to succeed and the need to be approved of again. To meet these compelling needs, we drive ourselves to achieve, doing virtually anything to make people happy with us, and we spend countless hours and dollars trying to look just right. Often we avoid situations and people where the risks of failure and rejection are high, and it's a rat race that can't be won by simply running faster. We need to get off this hopeless treadmill and learn to apply the fundamental truths that can motivate us to live for Christ rather than for the approval of other people. Christ's death paid the penalty for our sins, and his resurrection gives us new life, new goals, and new hope. He has given us complete security and challenging purpose. These are not based on our abilities, but on his grace and the power of his Holy Spirit. Yes, Christ wants us to be zealous and ambitious, but not about our success or status. If we understand his forgiveness and acceptance, we will pursue the right things, Christ and his cause, and we will be free to enjoy his love. The principles and insights in this audiobook have been gleaned from many years of counseling experience and from the writings of many psychologists and Bible teachers, and I'm indebted to their scholarship and wisdom. This audiobook focuses on how our thoughts affect our emotional, relational, and spiritual development. The goal of this audiobook is to enable a wide range of people to apply the Scriptures specifically and deeply to real issues in their lives. The scope of
Sample complete. Ready to continue?